Hey guys, what's going on? It's me, the one and only Strawberry Ice, on a Thursday, coming to you from the west side of Cincinnati. All right, there's a lot of stuff to get to today. What did Joe Burrow's dad text Fox 19's Jeremy Rausch? Carson Palmer's at it again, can't keep his mouth quiet about the Bengals. A preview of tonight's big game for UC versus Wichita State tonight. And what did MLB.com's Mark Sheldon say about the players the Reds signed? And the story that never goes away, going on 22 years, Pete Rose. All right, let's get into it. Fox 19's Jeremy Rausch last night said he got a tweet or message from Joe Burrow's dad. Said, on the continuing thoughts that Joe might not want to go number one to a certain team, quote unquote. He says, not sure where the information is exactly coming from. We are excited that Joe has put himself in this position to be considered as the possible high draft choice. It's coming from the national media. National media. I'm going to quote one of my favorite movies, Spaceballs. Welcome to real life. Joe Burrow is getting drafted by the Bengals. It seems like Joe Burrow is fine with it. Dan Patrick, you keep putting words into his mouth. Well, he just doesn't seem like he really wants to go there. What's he supposed to say? Yes, there is a chance the Bengals could draft. He gonna come out and say, oh yeah, I really want to get drafted by the Bengals. And then they trade him. And then that team goes, well, you really wanted to be the Bengals pick, but we got you. You know, so he can't say anything until it's definite. I mean, I think they're all still trying to pinch themselves. I mean, Joe Burrow has had an amazing year, okay? They weren't even sure if he was going to get drafted last year. 2 years ago, when he was at Ohio State, he was thinking about doing something else. So the thought process in their minds that he's went from where he was to a possibility of being the number one pick in the NFL draft, I think he's going to be fine. So stop making stuff up. Hashtag fake news. And then you got the former Bengal, Carson Palmer. I'm sorry. I was a huge Carson Palmer fan. But, dude, you sound like a spoiled little kid who didn't get your way. Well, I didn't get the stuff I needed, you know, to win. And this didn't happen. And that didn't happen. And yada, yada, yada. Then TJ Husman-Zada comes out and says, well, if Carson can't do it, then nobody can do it. They're both jealous because I'm sorry, after they both left, we went to 5 straight playoffs. No, we didn't win any, but still, it's an accomplishment to go to 5 straight playoffs. Gotta be happy with the little stuff sometimes. Carson, shut up. You're not a Bengal. They're going to draft Joe Burrow. National media, shut up. The Bengals are drafting Joe Burrow, okay? All right. Just get tired of hearing that. And we got another 2 months to go. All right. As always, Sports of Strawberry Ice and the Ice Cave is brought to you by T Properties. T Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out their website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. Like I said in the preview, big game tonight for the Bearcats and Wichita State. This could be the Bearcats' very first Quadrant 1 win. I've said it all week. This is a huge game. They got to show up. They got to start fast. It's going to be a really big struggle if they struggle to begin with. Vogt has got to stay out of foul trouble. Jaron Crumbling's got to be on his game. Trayvon Scott rebound the crap out of the ball. Keith Williams, do your thing, dude. We need all of you guys to show up and show out tonight. Other UC news, yesterday was the second recruiting class day. Now, on December 18th, the Bearcats added 16 members to their signing class. Yesterday, February 5th, they added 4 more. They are ranked 39th in Rivals.com. And as high as 40th at 247sports.com. That is the highest the school has ever been ranked in the history of UC. It's the highest ranking for recruiting class in the American. Luke Fickell is doing some work. Now, they've been playing football at Nippert for about 100 years in that same spot. UC's been around for a long time. And for Luke to accomplish the highest ranked recruiting class we've ever had is awesome. Now, he's worked that hard to get that. There's still all the talk about Michigan State, but there were reports out last night. I posted on Facebook that Luke has not turned them down, but really is not considering the move. I don't know if that's official. I know NBC Sports reported it, and a couple guys tweeted it out last night. So I'm hoping that's true, and I'm hoping that Luke stays, because he's done a tremendous job just as the recruiting goes. I mean, to be 39th and 40th in two different pretty qualified websites as far as ranking your recruiting class goes. So that's very, 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 very good for Cincinnati. I teased this earlier at the beginning of the show. What did MLB.com's Mark Sheldon say about the Reds players that they signed? Now you're like, oh, what do you say? It's bad. No, it's not bad. He said they signed a bunch of Scott Rolands. Okay, what does that mean? Okay, if you remember back in, like, I think 2010, maybe it was 2009, the Reds traded for Scott Roland. And he was kind of on the back end of his career and everything. So he didn't really contribute a ton offensively in his Reds career. But what he did for those young guys like Joey Votto and Jay Bruce is he taught them what it takes to be a professional baseball player. Basically, the Reds have got a bunch of good character guys and professional baseball players. And those aren't always easy to find. Now, you get all those. Is it going to equal to wins on the field? I have no idea. But it's a very good place to start to build the chemistry of your team, because you're going to be with these guys for 162 games. So I've heard nothing about good stuff coming from Chicago. I mean, Chicago tweeted out about Pedro Swope and Castellanos about how much they enjoyed having them on their team. The Cubs didn't have to do that. That's a very classy move of them. I'm not a Cubs fan. I always root against them. But it's a very classy move. That tells you about the character of at least those two players that the Reds have got. So I'm really excited about the players we got, what potentially could happen. I still think we need to get a backup shortstop, but we'll have to see. All right. Now, the story that never is going to go away. There's one way this story is going to go away, and I don't think MLB is willing to do it, but I'll get to that in a minute. Pete Rose, he's trying to be reinstated again. Now, I've been thinking about this all night and how to argue it both ways. And I honestly can't. Pete's saying what he did is the same thing that the Astros did. What the Astros did is they actually cheated knowingly by stealing signs and potentially stealing a World Series. You'll never know if they would have won it on their own or not. I mean, there's no way to find out because they cheated and stole the signs. Now, Pete bet on baseball. He always bet on his teams to win. The caveat to that is if you knew that Pete was betting on the teams to win, then you knew which way to make your bet for people betting. So people could profit off of that. I don't know how many people knew he was betting, but I'm sure legit gamblers knew. Now, that could be the same thing as the Astros. No, nobody was, not that I know of, anybody was betting on the game and knew that they were doing this, but they gain financial stability from this. I mean, Jose Altuve won an MVP. Now, I'm not saying he wouldn't have won it without stealing the signs. I don't know. But he got a financial gain. People who bet with Pete Rose got a financial gain. It's dirt to baseball. It's another black eye to baseball. And Pete's argument is, okay, I did this, and I got banned for life. the players actually intentionally cheated. Pete Rose never intentionally cheated. I'm not saying what Pete did is right. Don't get me wrong, and I know it's written all over MLB for 100 and something years on the boards. Don't bet on baseball. I understand that. But this invisible writing on the wall, which you should have known anyway, is don't cheat. Don't let blatantly cheat and steal a World Series. Now, the part that drives me absolutely nuts is nothing's happened to the players who actually did it. That's what I don't get. So, okay. I kind of think Pete has a point. And to be honest, okay, every year, year in and year out, every time it comes around the Hall of Fame, you talk about the same thing. Forever it was, will Pete get in? And then did he bet on baseball or did he not? Finally, he admitted he did bet on baseball and he still hasn't gotten in. And then you had the whole steroid era. So now, every year it rolls around, Hall of Fame, you roll out the same thing. Hey, is Bonds coming in? Is Roger Clemens going to get in? If they let him in, do you let Pete Rose in? And it's just yada, 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 the same thing. Black eye after black eye after black eye to baseball. And they're talking about stuff that happened off the field. And sorry, the steroids, you guys knew about it. So that's on you. My point being, they should just let Pete, let Bonds, let them all in. That would end the discussion. I mean, yes, Pete Rose would, trust me, he'd go around toot his horn. I got in, you know, blah, blah, blah. Put it on his plaque that he bet on baseball. Put Bonds on there, say he did steroids. They did. It happened. I mean, you guys, you got guys in there like Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth. I'm sure they weren't the greatest people ever. I mean, I had somebody get mad and say, well, Pete Rose is a horrible human being. It's not a Hall of Fame for great people. It's a Hall of Fame for great baseball players. That's what it's for. I mean, anyway. So I understand his argument. And to me, I'm tired of talking about it. I'm tired of every year, is Pete going to get in? Is this going to happen? You know, just put him in. I think it's easier for everybody and you're done with it. And it's better for baseball because not everybody like me will be talking about it on their shows. Yes, we'll be talking about it. It'll be great. In Cincinnati, we will be going nuts. We'll be so happy that Pete Rose gets in. But the punishments don't fit the crime. I mean, Pete got banned for betting on baseball, which is the one big rule you don't do. Okay, you don't cheat on baseball either. So, and nothing is happening to the players. So, you know, there's no balance there. It doesn't make any sense that you ban him for betting on the game and you're not doing anything to the baseball or to Houston. If you're going to keep Pete out, which is fine. If you're going to keep him out, keep him out. That's up to you. But you got to do something to the players in Houston. You can't just let guys cheat and get away with it. You're not going to let somebody bet on baseball and you're going to ban them for life. But somebody who actually cheated, physically cheated, stole a World Series, possibly. I mean, it doesn't add up. It doesn't. The punishments, one punishment doesn't fit the crime. Pete's gone forever. Nothing happens to the Astros players. Yes, the manager and a GM are suspended for a year. A year. Pete's been banned for 22 years. It doesn't add up. So, you either have to punish the players like you should have did in the first place, but he doesn't want to because he's too scared to take on the MLB union. Now, that's the other thing. If Pete did this when he was a player and he had the union behind him, it might be a whole different thing, but it happened when he's a manager, so he's on his own. These players, and that's why the managers and the GM are fired. You know, they got fired and they got suspended because they don't have baseball's union behind them. I mean, that's the difference right there, but it doesn't make it right. That's all I'm saying. You got to let Pete back in, which I'm not even saying in baseball. Let him in the Hall of Fame. Somebody got those hits, you know? I mean, because the irritating part is when he took the ban, the rule for getting into the Hall of Fame wasn't there. You know, if you were on the banned list in Major League Baseball, it didn't mean you couldn't get into the Hall of Fame. They made that the year after Pete got banned. So it's all one big ball of, sorry, it gets keeping Pete in. And I don't really think Pete's ever getting in. Talked to somebody today. They're like, oh, I think he'll get in after he dies. I'm like, I still don't think he's getting in. I mean, even with this argument, I still don't think he's getting in. I mean, I don't think they're going to do anything to Houston. It's just my opinion that something should be done, because you can't do that to Pete and not do anything to Houston. Just doesn't make any sense. But a lot of stuff baseball does lately doesn't make any sense to me. Anyway, that's just sports, baby. Make sure you like, subscribe, share. Check me out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You guys can hit me up there with any messages, any thoughts about Pete Rose. And don't give me with all this personal stuff of what he did. I don't care. I'm talking on the field, baseball player. That's it. That's all I'm talking about. I don't care about other stuff. Whatever these guys do off the field, none of them are Saints. So that, I don't want to hear that. All right. Anyway, other than that, comments down below. Tweet me, sports with strawberry ice, at Zeke Berries, ZEEKBIRES, Instagram and Facebook. Or not, that's just sports, baby. See you guys.